On it, on it, on it. Let's go!
Emma, David, Fiona in the morning.
Nick is a very busy man, so we're going to keep him very quickly. But it's Fully Charged Recharge. I'm keeping the podcast alive this week.
Oh!
Even though there's no show.
Okay.
And I said yesterday, a good producer would have recorded this when Fiona was in, because
yeah.
you could get to know Fiona.
So what are you saying? You're not a good producer?
Well, no, because Fiona's coming in the afternoon and I don't have the studio in the afternoon, so yep. I've been trying to get a different guest every day.
So wait, what did you do yesterday?
I rang Dave because it was his birthday yesterday. So I brought Nick in, who's the boss.
I have to tell you, when Cal, I call him Sausage. When Sausage, is that a thing that we've talked about?
No, we haven't.
Okay. When Sausage says to me, come into the studio, I need you for a second, and then sat down, and I said, the first thing I said to you was,
This is bad news.
Yeah.
Yeah, life-changing news.
Yeah, I said bad news. You said no, and I said, okay, it's life-changing news.
Yeah, because I'm coming in later as well at the minute. Like, it's just gone 11:15, and I've just got in. So this is the first kind of thing that I've said to you.
I say give the people what they want, right?
Yeah.
It's more Snork and Sausage in the morning, right? So just off-air, my nickname is Snork, yeah. and that guy's name is Sausage. And that's going to be your new breakfast show for Monday 28th. This is not fake news.
That is something that you would hear in Australia, Snork and Sausage in the morning.
Yeah.
Like Bitsy and Whipper. They're not real names.
They are.
They're not real.
Ash, Kip and Lutzy. No, that's another show.
What?
Ash, Kip, Lutzy.
You sent me a video yesterday of a show, Jimmy and Nate.
Jimmy, Nate and Emma. Yeah.
Well, I like it's Jimmy and Nate with Emma.
Yeah. Well, what happened there was it's the Jimmy and Nate show for like 10 years.
Yeah.
And then they went to Sydney Breakfast, which is a big deal.
Yeah.
And so they put a female in, the token female, to just balance it. Just balance out the opinions a little bit.
That's what we should do with this show. It should be Emma and Fiona.
With Dave, yeah.
We're like, there's literally nothing to talk about.
So hold on. Normally when this part of the podcast happens, yeah. it's then followed up by that morning's show. So
yeah.
what comes?
Nothing. The podcast is literally 3 minutes.
Well, we need to give them something more.
Oh,
okay, I've got something more.
Okay. Talk about your kids and pasta.
No. Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll give you that, and then I've got something for you, okay? So, I have young children, and those who have young children will relate to this. They're 4 and 6. My 4-year-old, the second child, is the token crazy kid, right? Every second child is always the crazy one. And this fella, it's tough to get him to eat at the moment. He's very picky. He's got like 2 or 3 items that he eats on repeat.
Kids, I remember someone saying to me that when they were a kid, they literally loved chickadees, and that was it. They didn't eat anything else. Kids really go through a phase of
phases.
Just
it's
nothing.
Big phases. He's gone through the cocktail sausage phase. And then he's still there. He went off chicken nuggets for a bit. But anyway, pasta's a big one. Me and the missus, we were like, if we can get them on pasta, that opens up so many opportunities, because
yeah.
like, you know, it's going to fill them, and then you can put different sauces and introduce like meats and fillings and stuff. Anyway, so he wouldn't for the life of me eat pasta. And then I found a video of him as a baby, like a tiny baby. You ever see them videos of kids like mashing pasta into their face?
Oh, yeah. I would not be able to deal with the mess of kids. I'm a very clean
yeah.
kind of guy, and it's just like every time you turn around, they're in a puddle.
You have to embrace
just
it.
Just covered in mud.
Not great, but you do have to embrace it.
Yeah.
And then when it's time to clean, you just get up and you say, righto.
Close them down.
Yep, off you go, out the back. And so anyway, I showed him this video of him as a baby eating pasta.
Yeah.
And I said, bro, you've just forgotten. You do like pasta, look. And he's looking, and I can see his brain processing. He's like, holy shit, Dad, you're right. How did I forget this? I do like pasta.
The first thing is as well, like pasta on its own. I feel like no one should not like pasta.
Yeah, and so what I did as well, because that's kind of plain and boring, I added, I just added in the pan, once I'd like done it through the sieve, got rid of the water,
yeah.
put it back in, put a knob of butter
oh.
and a handful of grated cheese. And so it is plain, but it's like just cheesy butter and a bit of salt.
Almost carbonara-y, but not.
Well, there's
it's
no bacon or cream in there, but yeah, it's
getting there.
Yeah, exactly. And he bloody loved it. I've shown Callum a video now about 10 times. And
yeah, you can't see the video because this is a podcast.
Just take my word. It's entertaining.
Well,
hang on, I got one more thing here.
Okay.
Sorry, can I?
Yeah, go for it.
Guys, and this is something that, like, I would encourage you to reach out to the show, because I would like to apply a bit of pressure to my sweet sausage here.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get him.
I knew this. As soon as you said something about me, it was like, this is going to be get Callum into CrossFit.
I'm trying to get Callum to CrossFit, right? I do CrossFit. I love CrossFit.
It's
and
a cult.
It's kind of culty.
Not as cult as High Rocks.
High Rocks is peak cult.
Yeah.
CrossFit, slightly less culty, but also a cult. And like, I'm happy to admit it. I'm in a cult. It's great. I love it. It's good. We don't do crazy stuff apart from workout. But like, I think I need you to get. I want to get you in there. I want to get you fit, healthy. It's a good community.
I'm not against
it. You're single now. I'm going to get you shredded like a mackerel.
That's a throwback. He's a bad man. I'm not against it, though.
Also, the CrossFit gym is directly across the road from where Callum lives. Tell the people what I do when I go to CrossFit.
Before I do that, like, you're using that as like an advantage for me that I don't have to go far. There is a gym in my apartment building, and I've lived there nearly 4 years, and I've been there like five times.
Yes, but so you wouldn't know what to do when you walked in. Well, maybe you would, but
it's only a small little.
You need a little bit of when you're on your own in a gym. You need motivation. Whereas if you're coming to a CrossFit class, you just do what the guy tells you. It's easy.
Okay.
You're a sheep, you follow the herd.
I'm not against it. I keep saying to you, I will do it, but you just have to be the one to sign me up.
I want more excitement.
Okay.
I want more enthusiasm. I want you in on the cult.
When I'm there, I won't be kind of like, I hate this. I will apply myself.
Don't come in resenting it.
No,
you need to embrace it.
I'm not going to, because if I do that, it's like when you say, if you're about to do a link on the show and my vibe is bad and it brings the whole vibe down.
Oh, guys, if Callum's in a bad mood, this is a bit of behind the scenes. Pull the curtain back for you for a second.
It's not very often I'm in a bad mood.
No, but if the guys in the studio have done something wrong, if they've been bold and they've done something wrong, and Callum's told them off while the songs are playing, and then they have to come back on again and talk, the whole room, the energy's been sucked out of the room.
Everyone hates me.
Yeah, but hang on, you've diverted.
Yeah, I've diverted.
I'm going to get you into CrossFit. If you're listening to this and you support Callum on his journey to health and wellness and fitness and community and becoming a ripped, shredded, handsome mackerel, please message the show. I want this to become a thing. Hashtag get Callum to CrossFit. Is hashtag still a thing?
Yeah, but that's Twitter, and I don't think anyone uses that.
Hashtag get Callum to CrossFit.
Okay, just messages on WhatsApp or send me an email.
Yep.
Callum.farmer@spin1038.com. But no, so the gym that Nick goes to is across the road from my apartment in Santry.
Yep.
And Nick, when he started going, because you used to go in Finglas, and then you got really sad because that one shut down.
It did
and
close,
then
yeah.
You were like, oh, I need to find a new CrossFit gym. And I was like, oh, it was, I think I kind of recommended it. I think you knew about it anyway.
Yeah.
But for the first time that Nick went, he sent me a picture of my apartment and be like, oh, I'm just going past your apartment because I'm on the way to the gym. And I was like, oh, that's fun. And then every time since, you've done it. And I kind of expect it now. I don't find it creepy. I like it to a point where some mornings you go really early in the morning, like 5:30, and I leave for work at about 5:35.
I've just missed you.
And you've just missed me, or I've left already and I've just gone, and it kind of makes me sad.
We do. I hope people are getting a really great insight to the off-air role relationship that we have.
Yeah.
Producer Sausage.
We slag you on the show to a point where I think a couple of weeks ago I called you toxic masculinity. Yeah. In the form
a few people did say that to me. Yeah.
And there's like, Nick is like, oh, lad. Like, outside of work, I don't know if we would have ever hung out.
Yeah, fate has brought us together.
Yeah, but together.
And we've bonded over radio. We're soon to bond over CrossFit.
Yeah. And you, like, I will literally be living with you then at that point.
Hashtag get Callum to CrossFit. I'm telling you, if you care about Callum. He needs this, guys. 087-711-1038. And if you want more of Sausage and Snork in the morning, please.
Yeah, you don't
I encourage you.
Right, we've been going for about 8 minutes now, so
this is
probably
great.
Go.
I've got a taste for radio. I had a taxi driver the other morning. Did I tell you about this?
Yeah.
Who recognized me?
You've literally been on our show maybe five times in the last 2.5 years.
Permission to mention Graham and Nathan?
Absolutely.
When Graham and Nathan were on 3-4 years ago, I used to be on all the time. I haven't really been on radio in like 3 odd years.
Yeah.
More so, I'm like just in I'm just get referenced and abused.
Yeah. You sound great on the radio because you're
well, this is great. Keep going.
No, I know, but like people say it to me as well, and because. Our accents are different.
Yeah.
That we stand out a bit more. So it's very easy to be recognized.
Easily recognizable. Well, a taxi driver yesterday.
Yeah.
He
you're
was
more
like,
exotic than I am. Like, you hear a Brit on the radio and be like, oh, another Brit. But then you hear an Aussie on the radio and you're like, oh, I love a bit.
Paint a picture. I've got long blonde hair. I look like Chris Hemsworth. Just picture Chris Hemsworth from Thor. Or is that Liam? No, that's Chris.
Yeah, I don't.
Just picture Thor. That's what I look like.
Yeah.
Right, sausage and snork in the morning. If you want it, let us know. Get Callum to CrossFit. Lots going on. Blah, blah, blah.
Quick mention about the new show.
Oh, yeah.
It's 5 days to go until Emma, Dave and Fiona.
That's exciting.
Very exciting.
Okay, let's stop promoting sausage and snork in the morning.
It's not going to happen. Maybe we'll do a weekend show. We'll do weekend breakfast.
We can do a CrossFit podcast.
No, we're not going to do that.
What if you really like it?
50% off Uber Eats on my watch then. Go listen to Emma, Dave and Fiona when we launch on Monday.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Who knows who will be on the podcast tomorrow? Any ideas? Who can I ring tomorrow?
I actually really enjoyed this. Bring me back.
Okay, we might do tomorrow. This was much...
Do you know who'd be good to bring in tomorrow? Colin. And ask
Colin
him,
loves the yap.
Ask him about his holiday to the theme parks.
Yes. Okay, see you later.
Oh, God, push the button, Callum! On it.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona start Monday, April 28th.
On Spin 103.8. I like when it's just gone.